Man, Radio Land. It's about a quarter after 9 o'clock, in time for another exciting installment of yours truly, Papa Prell. Tonight we've got a very special guest here from SCAN. I believe that abbreviation stands for Stanford Central American Action Network. Miss Nelson, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's perfect.
All righty. Well, we're trying a little bit of experimental calling here. We're going to try to take some calls here as you talk about your organization and what it does. And if we have a little bit of complications, I hope everybody will bear with us. That number, if they want to jot it down, is 723-9010. That's the 415 area code. And you'll be able to call up with your questions or remarks about SCAN and talk with Miss Nelson direct. She'll be able to hear you. Anyway, Miss Nelson, you want to stop by telling us a little bit about your organization and what it does? I understand it has something to do with Central America.
That's very good. SCAN as an organization has a pretty long history on Stanford campus. We've been doing work around Central America for over 10 years, a lot of it in conjunction with the Peace Center in Palo Alto and also with other organizations both in San Francisco and statewide.
The Peace Center in Palo Alto.
Yeah. And primarily our goals are to educate people on campus about what's happening in Central America, the links between what's happening there and United States foreign policy, and to try to empower people to feel like that they can do things about that. I think that a lot of the members of SCAN have had a chance to either work or visit Central America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On vacation, sort of? The cruises?
Not so much. I mean, some people definitely go there as tourists. I think a lot of us have gone because I'm an anthropologist, so I've worked down there doing research. People have gone down to, especially members who've worked in Nicaragua, to participate in the country, to, you know, lend their labor to different kinds of things, teaching English.
Well, you should be able to do
coffee, things like that.
A lot of anthropology down there, eh?
Yeah, there's some. A lot of people are interested in very different things, and I think that's what's very interesting and what people tend to not think about Central America is how incredibly diverse each of the countries is.
Probably a lot of remains, too.
Pardon me?
There's probably a lot of stuff to study there.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And for example, Guatemala, which is one of the countries you hear least about, although there is a war going on there, too, more than 50% of the population are Mayan Indians.
Oh, really? The only thing I knew about them was the dip, you know. That I really like that a lot. Tell me this, though. What about this Panama thing? I bet you'd be pretty pleased about that. Well, not the U.S. Invasion there and the recapturing of that for democracy. You guys want to talk about that at all?
Okay, well...
It's a rather exciting development, isn't it?
Pardon me?
It's a rather exciting development, isn't it?
Well, most of the members of SCAN have been listening to what members of a fact-finding mission who went there right after the invasion are saying, who came back and said that probably more than 4,000 Panamanians were killed or missing. Now, Jesse Jackson has said there might have been 1,200, but the number that we've heard is up to 4,000, and we basically think that that's obscene.
You think that's obscene?
Yeah, entire neighborhoods of Panama City were blasted so that we could catch one drug dealer. I mean, it is absolutely not worth it.
Oh, so you think we should just let them in there?
I think that when you talk about drug dealers, I mean, you have to talk about Noriega's involvement with the CIA, the fact that Bush has known about those activities for a really long time, that nothing was done until Noriega started doing things his way as opposed to the United States way.
Well, what would you have them do? I mean, they did what they were supposed to do. They took them out.
Who did what they were supposed to do? I mean, the fact is that we put him in more than 10 years ago, and we kept him in as long as he was willing to do what the United States wanted him to do, which was specifically to be anti-Sandinista and to work against the Nicaraguan Revolution.
Correct, yeah. Well, I thought you had a problem with that. I was a little confused. Of course we wanted him to do what we wanted him to do if we put him in power.
But the fact is that...
723-9010.
The fact is that an awful lot of people were killed.
Well, sure, it was an invasion.
but it
was an army operation. Did you know how many got killed in Normandy and the American Revolution? You know, thousands and thousands. 4,000 is a drop in the bucket. I mean, I'm sorry that they were killed, but I wish it had been less. But, I mean, you expected that, didn't you?
Well, what I don't expect is that the United States feels it has a right to go in and do that. I mean, this is not World War II. The United States was under we weren't under attack from Noriega on the
contrary. Okay. Well, let me just ask you this. What would your solution have been to the problem if it was such a bad idea? Obviously, you didn't want Noriega to stay in power.
Well, the fact is that the Panamanians should be able to make that decision for themselves.
They tried that, and then Noriega voided the elections.
Well, I think it's very hard to talk about what the Panamanians decided to do with the fact that there are, you know, more than 2,000... more than 20,000 United States troops there at all times, and the fact that we basically run the country like an annex of the United States because of the canal.
Because of the canal. We run the canal, definitely, yes. We built that, and that killed quite a lot of Americans, too. But
well, it killed a lot more Chinese than it killed Americans.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll try to stick on one oppressed people at a time. Tell me this, though. Moving around in Central America, what do you think about Nicaragua?
Well, I think a lot of people were very surprised about what happened in Nicaragua. I think the polls were saying that the Sandinistas were going to win, and, you know, I know that a lot of the people in SCAN were very unhappy.
Unhappy?
Yes, unhappy, because I think that what was happening was that people, when they voted against the Sandinistas, were voting against the war. They were voting against the fact that more than 30,000 people had been killed by the United States back contra, and Bush had made it very explicit that if the Sandinistas won, that war would continue, both the Contra war and an economic war,
which is based on the
embargo.
So the Contra war was a success, in other words. It did exactly what we wanted it to do.
You're very good at this.
Well, is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that the Contra war killed 35,000 people.
But it had the effect of getting rid of the communist dictatorship in Nicaragua,
which is what we wanted it to do. What exactly do you mean when you say communist dictatorship?
I mean, Ortega was a communist, didn't you hear?
What do you mean by communist?
I mean that he wanted the government to run everything, take away all the private property, and give it to the people.
Well, what do you think is the government when you say that?
I'm talking about it led by Ortega.
Let's see what a caller has to say.
Ortega
was voted in 1984.
And then when they had a new election, he got thrown out.
Yeah, but I think that you're doing is taking into account only Bush's side of the argument.
I thought we were getting both sides. I thought that was what your job is. But let's see what this caller has to say here, okay?
Okay.
Perel Show, you're on the air.
Representative from, what is this, SCAN?
SCAN, yes, that's correct.
First of all, what's your name?
My name?
No, I'm sorry, the moderator's name or whatever?
Alan Perel, you can call me Papa.
Okay, I would appreciate, first of all, if you use English, and also if you try to... make some attempts at civil discourse.
What language am I using, caller?
Sorry, what were you saying? You were speaking over me.
What language am I using, if not English?
I think it verges... on Neanderthal English. But anyway, my question is for you.
What language is this? I'll show you on the air.
Hi, yes. I wanted to know what meaning the Nicaraguan elections have for the FMLN in El Salvador.
That's a good question. Ms. Jordan, would you like to answer that? Ms. Nelson, excuse me.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people in the United States are still waiting to see what happens. I think there's a good chance that what they call the coalition of UNO parties may not be able to hold together. In which case, the FSLN will still have a lot of control in Nicaragua. Now, in terms of what happens on the ground, for example, to Salvadorans who actually live in Nicaragua or have been forced to flee there because of the war in their country, which has been created by the U.S.
Could I interrupt just a second? The FLN is the Communist Party in El Salvador, is that correct?
The FSLN is the Sandinista Front for National Liberation.
Okay, then the communist element, basically.
Okay, well, I don't agree with your calling them communist, because basically, if you look at the economic platform that the Sandinistas were carrying out, it is pretty close to being an IMF plan.
A clan?
Clan. I mean,
they
were involved in private enterprise. More than 60% of the national production was in private hands. I mean, I agree with the first caller. I don't think that when you're calling them communists that has very much to do with what the word communist means in a dictionary sense.
I thought that the communists meant that the government was going to run things their way.
Okay, well, if 60% of the land is in private hands and the government is voted in by a majority of the people as they were in 1984, I would say that until 1989, that they were not a communist government.
If everybody mob rules that they want to take it over and take it away from the people who own it, then that's okay with you.
If the mob, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying if everyone votes to take away your property, you don't have any problem with that. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, it depends on how much property you have. If you're one family and you own 90% of a country and most people are starving, then I say there is a problem with
that. Okay, but if it's your property, then it wouldn't be all right.
Well, I highly doubt that being a graduate student at Stanford, I would ever end up with that much property.
Well, maybe not. Who knows? We'll see how good that education is. We got a caller on line one. Let's see what they have to say. Perel Show, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hello, this is the Papa Perel Show.
Hello.
A collect call from Alan. You mean a collect call from Ethan, don't you?
No.
That's
I
not.
Said Alan.
No, Ethan. Ethan Prell?
No. Alan Prell. Will you accept the charges or not, right?
Just a question, operator. If we take that call, does that get charged to me or does the station pay for that?
I don't know. That's your problem.
Well, we'll go ahead and try it. Yeah, go ahead there, Ethan. Ethan, is that you?
Hello, Papa.
Hello, Ethan.
Hello. Oh, Papa, please. It's Alex.
Ethan.
Stuff.
Ethan, we're on the air. We're calling out. This is my son, folks. I don't.
I
your time is a
bit.
Ethan.
But, there was no answer.
Ethan, this is your. Ethan, we're on the air right now. We've got a representative from Scan on. We're broadcasting, okay?
You're on the air?
He's my son, folks. He's calling from Mississippi. You got a question for Scan, the Central American Action Network?
The Central American Action Network. Central American Action. Now, what exactly is this group proposing there, Papa?
I don't know. I'm having a hard time understanding, but I thought that they were glad about the Nicaraguan elections, but apparently a lot of people are upset about that. Let me ask that again. Miss Nelson, why would they be upset if the democracy voted out the enemies of the United States? Isn't that good for us?
Well, I think that what Daniel Ortega has said when he conceded victory was that it was a victory
this
both
Diane
for the Sandinistas.
This is Diane Nelson, the representative that you're speaking with, Ethan. Go right ahead.
Yes. In terms of creating a democratic environment, I think that what's often overlooked when you're talking about what's happened in Nicaragua, in the United States press at least, is the fact that both a war has been going on, a war that has killed 35,000 people in less than 7 years, and an embargo.
They don't like people getting killed in these invasions.
Yeah, we have a problem.
He missed all this. He's in Mississippi, ma'am.
Oh, it kind of brought me up to speed on that. So no one's happy about the... They're all unhappy about the election. But look, it sounded to me like what I saw on the TV, it was a landslide over there. I mean, it was a wider margin than the Bush-Dukakis thing. I mean, and they were calling that a landslide. Mm-hmm. So,
Okay. Well, I think that when you talk about a landslide, you have to talk about a country that is at war, a country where just 2 months ago in Panama, 4,000 people were killed, and there was a very good chance in people's minds that the United States might do the same thing if the Sandinistas were put back in power. So I think that when you talk about the Sandinistas losing or by a landslide, you have to really take into account the fact that they were voting against the war and against an embargo and not necessarily against the Sandinistas, but against Bush policy.
I guess we're trying to read palm leaves or tea leaves and decide what they were really voting for, but doesn't the overwhelming support in the streets of Panama at least tell you that as far as that invasion was concerned, we're very popular?
I think that there's been an incredible reaction against it as well, both there and in other countries in Latin America, and I think that should be taken into account, too.
Well, we were freeing Panama. What do we care about with the other countries, whether they liked it or not? It's Panama, you know? That's where our base is.
Yeah, well, who's going to complain when there are 40,000 soldiers with, you know, rotten banana leaves on their heads running around in the streets? You're not about to say you don't like what they're doing.
You're not?
I think another thing that, you know, it's important to talk about is the fact that, you know, pretty much everywhere that the U.S. is involved, including in Guatemala, where more than 100,000 people have been killed by the U.S. government in less than 10 years. In El Salvador, where 70,000 people have been killed by a U.S.-backed government in the last 10 years. And in Nicaragua, where 35,000 people have been killed by a counter-revolutionary force backed by the United States.
One of the fun things they do with this organization, Ethan, is they have these guerrilla theaters where they go in and they enact assassinations and stuff like that. Have you guys ever been stabbed or shot when you were doing that? I mean, because if I saw someone cutting off some girl with a knife, you know, I'd shoot them.
Well, we don't usually use knives. We used to use plastic guns.
Plastic guns. Well, if I saw someone cutting someone else with a realistic gun, then I would shoot them with a realistic bullet.
Well, if you think that a bright orange water pistol is a realistic gun, then you should probably go to El Salvador where there are real guns, where you can probably be able to learn to tell the difference.
They use bright orange guns there, too?
Mm-hmm. No, they use M16 supplied by the United States.
But those aren't bright orange. I've used those. Those
That's
are black.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's quite obvious that we aren't using real guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, one good thing about this, Papa, we can all take heart in the fact that probably, now that Ortega's been kicked out, an overwhelming majority of the people in Nicaragua voted to get him out of there. And I guess it just follows in line with the rest of what we're seeing in Eastern Europe and everything else. You know, it's kind of...
Crumbling of communism.
Every time these commies come up for a fair and free election...
They lose.
They lose.
No wonder they didn't win.
I mean, the simple fact is you can make apologies all you want, but the guy got his clock cleaned. And, you know, what's impressive to me is going into this thing, all the polls were showing the Sandinistas ahead. Boy.
What do you think about that, Miss Nelson, that communism doesn't work and it's falling the world over?
Well, I think I've explained a little bit about what I think happened in Nicaragua. I'm not an expert on Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, I don't know how often I have to say this, but when you can't really talk about the Sandinistas ever having had a chance to govern because they were at war against the biggest country in the world with the largest military was at war against them and doing everything it could. So I don't really accept that argument.
Well, Miss Nelson, it's been a real delight talking with you. I know I've learned a lot about opposing viewpoints in the United States, and...
It just goes to show you, Papa, like they always said, the only Marxists left in the world are in American universities.
Thank God for that. That's what I say.
Oh, so you're a Marxist-Leninist? Well, I guess we keep learning more and more. But thank you so much for calling up on the show.
Thank you for aligning us. I really appreciate the plant chance.
You're certainly welcome. And do call back.
It's more than you deserve.
Do tune in next week for another exciting installment of the Papa Prill Show at 9:15 here on KZSU. We appreciate all the calls. And until next week, this is Papa Prill saying so long till next time again. And God bless. Ellen, are you still there? I mean, Ethan? Well, if this is your call, I'm going to put you on hold and pick you up in a little bit. I don't want to have to call you, if you know what I mean.
All right.
It's pretty expensive. So you just hold on there, okay?
All right.
All right, bye-bye.